Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll, and the weather again is making the news as there's a flash flood watch from now until Thursday night, with temperatures staying above freezing through the period and rain on and off throughout that period until later on Thursday night, when it will switch over to a little bit of snow. But again, a flash flood watch in effect. Many flights at the Sioux Falls Regional Airport have been canceled because of low visibility. Blizzard conditions reported in the Dakotas this morning, and we're on the warm side of that low, which is giving us rain. And the deep snow of the North Woods could soon start to melt as that large rainy air mass moves through. WJFW Chief Meteorologist Jeff Weller says the rain likely will cause some problems.
Now, the problem with this is we could see an inch of rain between now and, say, Friday morning. At the same time, the ground is frozen down about 4 feet or so, and the storm drains are covered because of all the localized snow we've had recently. The snow piles are very thick and covering the storm drains right now.
Jeff Weller says a strong cold front will come through Thursday night and temperatures will drop below freezing and slowing the runoff. He says there could be an inch or two of snow on Friday, but after that it could warm up to the 40s again for St. Patrick's Day. And a past president of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has died. Henry Bush St. Germain Sr. passed Sunday. St. Germain was tribal president, vice president, and council member, and natural resources fish hatchery manager. He's survived by his wife of 55 years, Mildred Millie St. Germain, 6 children and several great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Service was held this morning at the Lac des Flambeaux Elementary School, according to the Boulder Funeral Home website. And Governor Evers declared 2019 as the year of drinking water in Wisconsin as part of the highlighting of the importance of clean drinking water. It's also National Groundwater Awareness Week. Bruce Reinick is groundwater section chief for the DNR. He says with 2 out of every 3 people in the state needing groundwater, it's important to make sure things stay pure.
Unlike if you're hooked up to a utility that has got staff hired to do maintenance and inspection and testing, we want to take this week to remind the private well owners that they too should be doing some annual checkup of their system that's providing them drinking water. So the kind of the moniker we're using for this year is to test your well for the common contaminants that we have found in the past, and that would be nitrate, bacteria, and arsenic.
Besides testing, Reinick says a well should have regular inspections by a licensed professional. Warning signs include a cracked well cap, debris near the wellhead, or flooding around after a storm. Republican lawmakers plan to intervene and hire their own attorneys at taxpayer expense to represent the legislature in a lawsuit filed against the state by Planned Parenthood. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said Wednesday it is necessary for them to intervene because of Democratic Attorney General Josh Call's lengthy history of forwarding Planned Parenthood's agenda, end quote. Call is defending the state in the lawsuit filed in January. Call's spokesperson Jillian Drummond was not immediately available to return a message. And lawmakers get a chance to question one of Governor Evers' cabinet secretaries who was charged with a felony in 2005 after jabbing her 5-year-old son's hand with a pen. Dawn Krim was scheduled to appear before the Senate committee today. Evers has stood by Krim, who previously worked for him in the state education department. The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon: cloudy with a high near 44 and drizzle likely. Tonight showers and drizzle, then rain after 7 o'clock, low near 38, about 0.5 inch of rain. Thursday showers on and off throughout the day, and about 0.25 inch of rain, and then rain eventually changing over to snow Thursday night with about 0.5 inch possible, and then Friday, chance of snow and cloudy, high 33, but warming up to near 40 by Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.